Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Oh, happy. Say, can you see?
Happy 5th of July, everybody.
That's right.
I hope you are singing the national anthem.
And I hope everybody enjoyed fireworks. If anybody has dogs, I know it's a horrible holiday, really. Today's episode, we're going to be doing
history trivia, American history trivia.
Yes, and so you guys can play along because I found this quiz, 21 kids history trivia questions, can you ace this quiz? I just want to put a disclaimer out there that I'm absolutely horrible at history. I just can't remember things.
Even though we both took AP history.
I did not take AP history.
Oh yeah, me neither. Wait, did I? I'm trying to remember. AP US History.
A push. Did you take it?
I did.
I didn't take it because I was like, absolutely no way in hell am I taking that. All of the history class, I mean, I would like to know history. It's a good thing to have in the back of your head. I need something to like...
retain it?
Yeah, I'm more of a logic person and I need to get there and not have to actually memorize stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't remember anything.
Well, we're about to prove you wrong. You're going to remember everything. So if you guys, you probably know history better than we do, yes. But you can play along.
Play along with us. It'll be fun. Interactive.
Okay. So in 1903, who flew the first motorized airplane? There are options.
Oh, good. I thought I was going to have to come up with a name.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin, Howard Hughes, Sigmund Freud, or Orville Wright? I know the answer.
You know it already?
In my head, I do.
Oh, is it Wright?
I think so.
Because the Wright brothers?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's a trick because was their plane motorized and were they alive in 1903?
Do I know when they were alive? No. Do I think it was 1903? Also, no.
But also, they're the most, like, logical answer.
Yeah, I don't know who Howard Hughes is.
Okay, let's do Orville Wright.
Nice work. Oh. See, this is for kids, Amy. No tricks required.
I was
required.
So scared.
2. What is the minimum age for a person to be elected U.S. president? 60, 28, 35, or 40? I think I know this one.
I think it's 40.
It's not 35?
Oh, actually.
I was thinking, in my head, it's 35, but when I saw 40, I was like, it might be 40.
Okay, well, what would the logic be behind those, like...
The logic is that I feel like it's 35.
Okay.
And 35 is a number that people make limits for.
I'm trying to remember because I can imagine Obama's face and then in our history books. And then there was just this number underneath there where the minimum age to become president is...
What are you going with?
I feel like 40 is too close to being too old. So maybe we can go 35.
Okay. I did go with 35.
It just took me a while to get there.
You're logicking it. I like that. In which century did man walk on the moon?
Oh, that's the 20th century.
That's the 1900s, right?
Oh, 21st century. Wait. 1900s? Oh, yeah,
it's the 20th century.
20th century. Yeah, yes, right? Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
We're
nice.
Killing
we're
this.
We're killing it. We can be kids. Which U.S. president coined the phrase, speak softly and carry a big stick?
Ooh, this sounds very familiar.
Does it?
It does. So our options are Teddy Roosevelt, Truman, F.D. Roosevelt, and McKinley. I don't think it is McKinley because I don't know who that is.
Me neither. I mean, obviously I'm going to go with the most obvious answer.
Oh my gosh, the most obvious answer? Can you tell me the difference between Teddy Roosevelt and F.D. Roosevelt?
They are different people. One is Theodore Roosevelt, and one is Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Which one was the one during the Great Depression? Wait.
I know Theodore rides a horse. Wait. And I know he was in Night in the Museum. And FDR is everybody else.
Okay. Speak softly and carry a big stick. I'm going to say... Truman.
Interesting.
Were you going to say Teddy Roosevelt?
100%. That's the only president I know.
Oh no, I'm scared.
No, push it. Push Truman.
What if it's not Truman?
Just push it.
Who is Truman?
It was Teddy Roosevelt.
Dang it.
It's okay, Amy.
I should have said. Just go with what you know. Don't try to...
They're famous right. in your head for a reason. Okay. In which century was the American Revolution? 12th, 21st, 18th, or 19th? American.
18th, because it was in 1776 when they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Nice. I was thinking 18th. Just so our audience knows. Who makes federal laws in the United States? Congress, the President, Supreme Court, or Attorney General?
Congress.
Federal laws.
I think Congress.
You're going with your gut. Yeah, I like that.
I'm learning. Not everything's a trick.
What is there for each state in the Union on the United States flag? Oh, easy.
Stripe. Wait, no, star. I'm so sorry. Star.
You scared me. Star.
Who protects the President of the United States? The Mafia? The IRS?
Acme Security Company?
Or the Secret Service? I think these questions are too easy.
Oh, okay.
It's time to get harder questions. We're leveling up.
I'm sorry. I made them too easy. I just wanted you guys to think we're smart.
Okay, now this is the Are You Smarter I'm Than a Fifth scared. Grader in History? Okay. We're starting the quiz.
Oh, God. This is what you want to do instead, Amy. All right.
What was the failed predecessor to the United Nations called? International, the League of Nations.
I feel like that's the answer. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too, actually.
I don't think it'll tell us if we got them right
until the end. So disappointing! These are hard. I don't want to do them anymore.
Wait, well, we should take them separately and then come back with the answers and what we put.
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to pause a moment. Okay, we just finished the quiz.
Our 12 question, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader quiz.
Mm-hmm. We have to get the results. And, of course, we have to put in our email.
Yes. Oh, we could skip the step, right? Or will Maybe. We not get our answers?
Analyzing responses. Okay, nothing has made me feel dumber. This quiz was so hard.
It was hard.
I hate failure, as everyone does, so this is embarrassing.
Okay. You probably did better than
me. I don't think so! What did you get? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
41%.
I got 16%.
So Haley, as a 16% is a first grader knowledge, and I am a second grader knowledge. So let's see what we got right and wrong.
Does it show you?
I think it says... It's okay. One of us can have the questions and the other person can look it up. Why are there no answers?
There's no answers. That's so dumb. Wait, that's so upsetting.
Okay, I'm gonna click retake quiz and then... Okay, you click to retake quiz and now we will find out together.
That's gonna take forever.
I know. Isn't that disappointing?
Oh well, we did that for no reason.
Oh, no, I have an idea. Okay, let's talk about it. Which ones were really hard for you?
All of them. I think there is one that I got correct.
Which one?
What was not a result of the...
Oh, yeah,
the Protestant Reformation.
That's the Catholic Church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I chose that one, too.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, duh. That's the one I knew for certain.
What about the Axis powers? I think it was Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Okay, that's what I thought at first. I should have just gone with my gut. But then I was like, Japan? That's what really convinced me to change my answer. No, that was my initial thought, too, so we'll go with that. Okay.
When did Neil Armstrong go to the moon?
I put 1970.
Oh, I put 1967.
Oh, okay.
So, well, that was pretty close.
Hey, Google, when did Neil Armstrong land on the moon? I was thinking 1969, because I was like, 1970 is too even. Dang. See, I feel like I was really close.
You are.
I put too much thought.
So,
we were close.
Yeah. Close. Mm-hmm. No cigar.
You put 1967. Did you think about putting 1969?
Nope. I said, I don't know anything. And we just clicked one. That looked right.
Okay, so Israel became an independent country in what year?
I put the latest because I feel like it was... People were going through 1980? World War II or whatever after...
Let's see.
During any earlier. And the Cold War, to be worried about Israel... So that's what my thought process was. But then also, Israel has their own life, so they could be independent whenever they want.
Oh, 1948.
Wow, so early.
Maybe, I think. Oh, that's close. I think I put
1949. Mmm. So you, we were, I was not close. Ooh.
Was never, who out of the following was never a dictator? Fidel Castro, Josef Stalin, Antonio de Oliveira, Salazar,
Molotov,
and Hitler.
I was confused because, is it a trick question? Was Hitler considered a dictator? Like, did he...
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought so. I put Stalin, because I thought, was Stalin a dictator?
I think Stalin was a dictator.
Oh, okay.
And I heard Castro was a dictator.
Yeah, that one I knew. And Hitler, I thought I knew.
Yeah, I just assumed it was.
I didn't know these other two people.
Me neither, so I chose Salazar.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe that. That's probably correct.
I don't even know who he is. Imagine he's just, like, some singer, and then we chose him.
Because I was thinking Molotov, because I was like, okay.
He was,
a Portuguese politician.
Mm-hmm. But was he a dictator? He was...
De facto dictator!
He was a
okay,
dictator.
Okay, wait, I feel like it's Molotov, then. Wait, how did you get 41% then?
I don't know, I missed so much. Maybe I got the other ones.
I guess so. So I think it was Molotov. Was a Russian, and we should take this together now. We'll just go back.
Yeah.
Be and smart. Now that we're jointly taking it, we'll see what we get.
Well, we know the answer now.
Which of the following revolutions was first?
What's a tough one? So I think it was French Revolution. What did you put?
I can't remember.
Well, I felt Mexican Revolution was too late because America was not born and trying to get rid of Mexico tension
yet. I see what
you're
saying. I put Russian. Okay. Maybe.
So, yeah, I thought it was either Russian or French.
Yeah, okay. I was on the same page as you. I think it was French because if I put Russian and you put French, it's probably French.
Well, okay.
Well, let's see. When was the French Russian Revolution?
And when was the French Revolution?
I mean, is there just, like, one that people know? Like, Russian Revolution happens once? 1917 to 1923.
1789.
Oh. Yep, there you go. That'll be that.
I think it was because the American Revolution happened right after the French Revolution.
Oh.
Right before the French Revolution.
Wait.
And it inspired the French Revolution.
Then in that case, that wasn't the... Without then the American Revolution was first.
Oh, yeah! So we both got it wrong.
The American Revolution was first? I don't think so.
Because remember, Declaration, 1776. But the French Revolution started 1789. So it's American Revolution? Yeah, I think it is.
What?
Incredible.
But America is so, like, new.
Yeah, I know.
And we just revolted right away? We're like, get out of here. That's wild.
So I got that one wrong, too.
How does it go 1641%?
Okay, so for ratified, it sounded like... Fix. The question is, in what year was the U.S. Constitution ratified? And Haley and I did not know what ratified means, so I just thought it means it was amended.
Yeah, me too. When it's, like, set in stone. Yeah. So I didn't put 1776.
Me neither.
Right, what'd you put?
Wait, but 1776 is the Declaration of Independence. Not the Constitution. But it's okay, we both did not choose that. I think I put 1780.
Oh, okay. I put 1779. If I was this close to the correct answers, I was almost there.
Yeah.
It's Constitution.
Honestly, it's just 1788. It was ratified in 1788.
That's not an option.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Oh, no, but maybe written in 87, and maybe that was one of... They meant when it was written.
Okay. So you didn't get that one right either.
How did I probably got the rest of them right. Axis powers, I got that one. I know it's Germany. Italy, Japan, and Germany.
Dang. See, I put USSR, Italy, German. I know because I didn't think it was USSR, but I was like, Japan? So I feel like I got two. Okay, what'd you put? The Boxer Rebellion took place in what country?
I put China. I got a gut feeling it's China.
I put China, and then I went back and I put England.
Because, are you thinking of, like, an English boxer?
No, because I was thinking that sounds like something an English person would call the rebellion versus China.
China.
Damn. It was in China. What was it about?
The peasants, the foreigners. It was foreigners versus peasants.
Okay. See, I was like, why would they call it the Boxer Revolution?
The Boston Tea Party. What laws largely related to the Boston Tea Party? I put the English Bill of Rights. And that was a total guess. What about you?
I put the U.S. Constitution. Or maybe Articles of Confederation.
I don't think it was Articles of Confederation.
Because what does that even mean? The options are Coercive Acts, English Bill of Rights, Constitution of the Republic of France, U.S. Constitution, and Articles of Confederation.
I don't know, it's hard to look up, so...
So we'll go with English Bill of Rights.
English Bill of Rights, because somehow I got a bunch of
which is
right.
Not a country.
What about Puerto Rico? Is it not... Is it a country?
It's not a country?
I thought... Isn't Puerto Rico a territory?
Oh.
I don't know, but what if I'm wrong?
Well, no, I believe you. But I was thinking, when you have to learn the countries, is that not one that you have to learn?
Mm. It's a territory.
Interesting.
Last one. Which one is false? And I put...
Okay, wait. The options are, of the following events is false? And it's George Washington becomes first president of the United States, the Boston Tea Party results in the closing of the Boston port, French Revolution inspires the American Revolution. Well, now we know the answer. Karl Marx writes the Communist Manifesto, and U.S. President William McKinley dies while in office. So what'd you put?
The Boston Tea Party.
Because I was like, everything else I think is right. Yeah. But obviously, now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we know.
We should be smarter than a fifth grader.
I think we should get 100%.
Yeah, we should. Imagine. 0%.
83%. Okay. So we missed one.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Could be anything. But basically... We are smart now. Yeah. We're educated in the history of America.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. That this wasn't just American history.
Oh, that's true.
Because we had to know about the Boxer Revolution.
Yeah. But we did learn about the start of American history, which inspired the French Revolution.
I will carry this knowledge with me always.
Me too. Forever. I will know that. I will flash my knowledge around. Did you know?
Did you know this? Did you know that? Well, I can't believe it's already July.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's starting to get hot here.
Yep.
Which is funny because it was a cloudy day where we were today. And I was walking around and I said, oh, it'll be nice and cool because it's a cloudy day. But it's actually humid. And so when I got home after I took my walk, I was so hot, I stripped off all my clothes. And I changed to shorts and a nice light tank. And my parents were like, what are you doing? It's so cold now because it gets cold at night still. And I said, no, I am so hot, I just want to strip off all my clothes and that's what I'm doing.
Ooh, right now she's getting naked.
Yep. I hope you're okay with that, Haley.
Yeah, it's funny because it's really cold in the morning, and then driving home from work today, it was, like, really warm, like 75.
Does your car get unnaturally hot?
Yeah.
For me, it does too.
Yeah, I like to, like, when it's sunny, I'll park my car under the, like, in the parking area garage thing that's covered so that, one, it doesn't really get sun damage, and two, it doesn't get as hot.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Sometimes... I get tricked, though. I probably won't get tricked when the sun comes out more.
Yeah. But today, I was so surprised it was sunny.
I wore my puffy jacket to work because it rained a little bit earlier this week.
It rained yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was earlier this week. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I forgot.
It was so early. It was track yesterday. Of time.
I wore my puffy jacket. And then I took I take a lot of walks now.
Are you trying to work through something, Amy?
Actually, though, I think I gained a few pounds. And I am just horrified. But if I think about it, actually, on my journey to lose weight last year, I still had a gym at work.
Oh, yeah.
No gym now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to walk everything off without the incline from the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
So So I do a lot of walks, that's why.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. So I was, it would be cloudy, and I'd be walking, and the wind was blowing. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm still glad I have a puffy jacket. Then the sun comes out, and it's so hot, and I take off my jacket, and then the wind blows, and then it covers the sun. It was so cold.
Yeah, this weekend, my mom and I went on a walk, and like you said, it's been humid.
Yeah.
And so, you know, normally it's, like, kind of cool out, and so we put on our sweaters, and we're walking, and I'm, like, I start dying. I'm, like, it is so hot. But my mom and I, we just both had sports bras underneath our sweater.
Yeah.
You know, which is, like, fine, you can go out in your sports bra, that kind of thing, but we're, like, okay, I was, like, I'm gonna take mine off, you take your off, because I was, like, I'm actually really, really warm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm overheating, I'm getting really hot. And she's like, okay, yeah, so we take off our sweaters. I'm like, it's still, like, too hot. I was like, why is it so hot? It doesn't, like, it's cloudy and overcast. It was so weird.
Yeah. It's to the point where it's kind of, you just want to take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to it because it's been so cold.
Yeah.
Which is why when it gets a little hot, I'm already so angry. I said off with the clothes.
But why is it humid? It's not normally humid like this.
Yeah. Was it humid when you were on your trip? Or was it regular hot?
I think it was humid. Like, it's like a, you know, when I think of the South, it gets humid there. Mm-hmm. But not as bad as other places I've been. You know, it wasn't, like, overwhelming. It was really, really good weather, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't overwhelmingly humid.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe kind of like here, but less. Okay. Actually, maybe less so than here. It was so long ago, I can't really remember. But I remember thinking, ah, this isn't so bad.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, in the spirit of July, do you do any American, prideful American things in 4th of July? Did you?
My family and I, we go and we into the forest and we kill a ton of animals.
I thought you were going to say hike. I'm like, is that American?
No, I'm just kidding. We don't do that.
Yeah, make that clear right now.
No, we don't really do anything American.
What is American?
Like,
though,
throw
really?
Tea in the Boston.
I was confused.
I know.
Like, tea? The letter T?
Like, what, you know, do some revolutioning. What is, like, what is a response that you would get back for that? That people would be like, yeah, like, eat hot dogs, probably eat burgers.
Yeah, we barbecue. Do other countries do that?
Well, the 4th of
July. I'm trying to imagine the other countries. Oh, yeah, they don't do.
Yeah, 4th of July is strictly an American thing because, you know, independence and all that. But the Cinco de Mayo is like our 4th of July. Is that Mexican Independence Day?
I don't know. You know, as you grow older, it's not like you use this knowledge on a daily basis. So how can your brain keep all the knowledge?
I didn't even have this knowledge ever. You know, they teach you and it just... Holiday celebrated in honor of a military victory in 1862 over the French forces of Napoleon III.
Okay. A military victory.
13 fun facts of Cinco de Mayo is that Cinco de Mayo isn't Mexico's Independence Day. Mexicans don't call it Cinco de Mayo. So, there you go.
We're learning so many things today.
When is Mexico's Independence Day? September 16th.
All right. We will mark that on our calendars and remember that.
Forever.
For the Mexican Independence Day. Yeah. We do barbecues. I think that's very American.
Do you guys, like, go to the pool and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Exactly what you imagine when you think of 4th of July. I think flags, fireworks, parade, pool, barbecue.
Oh, you go to the parade?
Nope, but that's what I imagine. Don't you go to the parade?
No, we go to my cousin's house, who lives in Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a parade, but we never make it early enough for the parade, so. But he makes us burgers.
Oh, that's cool.
And sometimes we'll go to the beach.
That's nice. That's American.
Yeah. Also, very 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo thing. I remember my old job where I worked at, like, the paper factory thing.
I thought you were going to say that was the fair.
Oh, no. Because that's after the 4th of July. But anyways, and I remember I would talk to my coworkers, and they're like, yeah, we go to the beach. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll see you there. And they were like, yeah. just kidding. They're really cool. Sometimes I think about them. Aww. Because one of the guys was studying for the LSAT maybe, or mm-hmm. was in law school or something like that. And so if I could remember his name, I would look him up on the Cal Bar website to see if he's an attorney now.
Was he attractive?
No, I think he was old. Oh. Well, not like old, but you know, in my head. Because I was young then.
Oh, yeah.
I was young! Oh, way back then. Before COVID.
So
those
young.
Those were the days. In my head, he was old.
Mm.
Like 30.
Oh, yeah. That's old.
I don't actually know how old he was. But I'm curious. Because he seemed pretty smart. But I'm also like, you're here, so... But I guess that's what you do when you... Like, he was like, yeah, this is a really good job. Because I worked the 3 to midnight shift, mm-hmm. which I like, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, yeah, I get to study during the day, and then I come to work and make some money.
Yeah.
And I was like, nice, that's smart.
Speaking of making money and having nothing to do with 4th of July, remember our sticker idea?
Yes. Do you have designs?
I don't.
Okay.
But I saw on TikTok that people make digital designs, and they can just sell them.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I was impressed by that.
Oh, okay. But, like, stickers? Like, digital stickers?
Like, templates and stuff like that. It didn't have to do anything with stickers, actually.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just, like, in general, Etsy.
Oh, yeah!
That's how my brain bounced.
Oh, okay. Because I do see a lot of things on Etsy, like, posters, mm-hmm. and then they're like, disclaimer, this is not an actual poster, it's just a digital thing, and I'm like, so I'm gonna have to print out this poster myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want you to do that for me. So sometimes that's upsetting to me if I really like the poster. I'm like, I don't even know what's even, like, printed on. You know, I have to upload this image to, like, CVS.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's too much work. So yes, I did know that. I have been frustrated. I will pay more. Just send it to me, please.
Yeah, well, if you ever need to get things printed and you have questions... I do printing, not personally, but I
Where do you send them to? Is it like a professional place?
Yeah, there's a bunch of professional places.
Okay, so not somewhere I would send my one thing.
It's
somewhere
that you need. But I'm sure you could send it to like Staples or anything.
Yeah, but do you send them to Staples?
Only in cases of emergencies.
So in that case, you would not be able to help me because your supplier is for corporate people.
You never know, I'm sure it's the same. Anyways,
this has been a wonderful episode about knowledge.
Yeah.
I hope you guys learned lots.
Yeah.
One time, though, I did listen to a podcast where they were doing, like, questions kind of thing, and mm-hmm. I was like, these people are so dumb. And then I didn't listen to the rest of the episode because it's just, like, unrelatable, you know?
Yeah.
So that might be this episode for some people. You know, when it's like, obviously, and I was like, hello? You know, things like that.
What kind of things did they not know?
I don't know. Are you saying what kind of things did they not know that I thought was things that people should know? It's like if they're like, oh, what's 2 + 2? And they're like, let me think about that. Maybe 10? You're just like, no.
Oh, yeah.
You dumb turd.
Well, it's a good thing you did the easy questions first.
Exactly. Then I pulled you guys in.
Yes. The hook.
Yeah, and Amy was like, these are too easy.
All right. Do you have any American songs you recommend?
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
Classic, classic. Mm-hmm,
there you go.
I like, you know that song?
I wanna be an American.
Oh, no, the one that's country. American country song.
Oh, kind of. Can you sing a bit more?
If I look up the lyrics, I might be able to just go for it.
That's true. What is more American than country music?
Right.
Right. So literally any country music would be fine.
Wait, is it an American country love song?
Oh, that sounds better.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, American country love song. Lyrics.
Wait, I want to say something. That you know how, like, when you're on Spotify on your desktop?
Yeah.
And you can see, like, people you're following or anything?
Yeah.
And you see what they're listening to?
Yeah.
And so my friend was listening to music. And so I was like, okay, I kind of wanted to listen to the playlist that she was listening to, so I clicked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, I guess, just one that, like, Spotify auto-generates
yeah.
for you. And so when I click that, it just takes me to mine. And so I was, like, going through it. I was like, wow, these are really good songs. All songs that I really, really like. She has such a good taste. And then I thought about it, and I was like, this is weird. And I was like, oh, my God, this is an auto-populated playlist. So that was pretty disappointing.
It was kind of funny, though. Imagine you go up to her and you tell her, this is the list of songs that you were listening to. She's just like, no.
No, because literally I was going to text her and be like, dude, I didn't know you knew about this artist.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't, because that would be so embarrassing.
That would be so funny. Okay, it goes, actually, I don't know what this is. Oh, I think it was like, in every town, in every place, there is a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart in the back of an old Ford truck in the bar just looking for luck. In a pair of my blue eyes, let them flowers start. That's American country love song.
Actually, I don't know. The way you said that doesn't sound right, but okay. So, do you like that song?
I do. I've heard it twice on the radio. And it's also saved in my playlist. But I guess I don't listen to it enough.
Apparently not.
I'm sure I just need a little Kickstarter by listening to, like, a few seconds of it. While you think of your song. American country love song. Every town, every place. There's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in a bar just looking for luck, in a pair of old my blue eyes, let some fireworks start. American
country love song. Okay, I know that part. Okay, my recommendation is, this is why it pertains, because it's a country, and it's called Ireland.
Not even our country.
By Ellie Bank.
How dare you? I will listen to it.
I know, but I thought, how appropriate. On a side note, you know, Louis Capaldi
released
an album.
Oh.
And I've been listening to it, and I feel like they're all really good.
Oh.
I'm sure you listened to Wish You the Best. That one's been getting some hits. No?
Maybe I have, actually.
Okay, because I was like, Amy, when I listened to it, I'm like, Amy knows this song. I just felt it in my heart that you knew it.
I probably heard it on the radio.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Do you listen to the radio?
Sometimes. Now I'm trying to listen more to the news, so I'm educated and in touch with current events.
Is that going well?
Well, I realize they talk a lot about the traffic. So I'm just really knowledgeable about traffic for the day and where those areas are.
I have been trying to listen to podcasts that, like, talk about the news, but I guess, like, news that I'm interested in, and also just, like, really quick news.
Oh, yeah. You need quick, snackable content.
Yeah, because sometimes my dad, we would listen to, like, NPR, and I'm like, this is so boring.
I like NPR.
Well, that's good.
Well, you when I get a snippet of it. But not smarter than a fifth grader.
Just a second grader.
Well, that wraps up our episode, everyone.
I just want to say that there is no way a first grader or a second grader knows any of the answers to those questions. I just want to say that right now. That's like a middle school thing.
Maybe right when they learn it, they may be able to regurgitate the content.
Did we do U.S. history?
I'm sure lightly.
Because I do remember when I watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, I thought, I don't even know these.
Mm-hmm.
How does a fifth grader know these?
Mm.
I think they study. And then they're like, go on the show.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to be testing you on.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Tangent?
Well, I hope you learned many things today.
Mm-hmm.
On this fun episode.
And take that with you for the rest of your life. Goodbye.
Goodbye.